I think Dana has us at 70 already. It's a good looking morning, and it's really a holiday week. It's actually two holiday weeks because it carries off into Monday being the actual 4th of July and people having Tuesday off, oftentimes, certainly Monday. And maybe you just drag that out. If you're a smarter planner than me, you can turn it into a much longer vacation. And so good for you on that. Andrew Douglas is here, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Assistant, Director of Field Operations. And he's here to remind we fellow travelers planning trips across the Detroit to Port Huron and Sault Ste. Marie border crossings to have all required documents and anticipate possible delays during the Memorial Day weekend. I did not book this, Ann did, because she's looking out for us, because we are crossing the border. I've already mentioned we're going up to Western New York to a veteran cemetery to take care of the ashes and remembrance of Veteran, her father, Veteran. And it's a big deal. It's a big drive. I think that we are prepared for the drive in every way. And we will pay respects to Ed Derry, one of the fine veterans of the wars that that woman who I don't like forgot about, complained about. That being, of course, Maisie Hirono, who said, let me get the right quote, because she really deserves to have this die with her one day. She said, "I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up and do the right thing for once." Well done, Maisie. I'm sure she was thinking of Marine Woody Williams, the last Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, who just died at 98. I'm sure she remembered everything he did and all the Marines and other people who gave their lives, most of them men, fighting for this country when they were doing the right thing. Maisie, why don't you do something of value for this country? Anyway, so we're crossing the border, we're going into Canada, and we have to know a few things, and here's just the guy. Andrew Douglas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Assistant Director of Field Operations. Thank you so much, Director Douglas, for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Paul.
It is our pleasure, for sure. When I saw this, when I was preparing for the show, I immediately went and got my passport and put it out so I remember to take it with me. I might not have remembered that.
Yeah, that's, obviously there's been some changes in the travel requirements, but the documents required for U.S. and Canadian citizens remain the same. So you will need your passport.
And is there anything else that we need to be aware of or need to think of that might have changed?
So the big change is the requirements for COVID-19, specifically for those people who are not U.S. citizens or permanent residents. They will have to be able to verbally attest to their having received the COVID-19 vaccination to be able to enter the United States. That's a significant change. I think more than anything is just a reminder to all the travelers that the other requirements, such as the documents and the prohibited items, they have remained constant. And you can find information on all this on the CBP Know Before You Go on our website, a listing of everything that's prohibited and all the documents that you would need.
CBP Know Before You Go.
Yes, sir.
Online is going to have a lot of any questions you might have answered there for us. But simply put, all travelers, including U.S. and Canadian citizens, must present an approved travel document to enter the U.S. by land or by sea. Air travelers must have a valid passport, but a valid passport works wonders for everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, that is correct. Now, certain travelers, depending on which country you're coming from, might also require a visa, but the passport is the gold standard to be able to enter the U.S. is always a good rule of thumb.
And there's the Nexus card, the enhanced driver's license, which I still don't have, but more and more people have gotten those. Sean, do you have an enhanced driver's license?
I do not.
Anne, no. Do you? haven't enhanced the driver's license. Dortch, do you?
I do. I think I do.
Okay. I don't know. Dortch doesn't know for sure, but anyway. All right. So I think a lot of people don't have it yet. And then we had there was a deadline to get it, but that was changed during COVID, if I'm not mistaken. Director Douglas, is that right?
Yeah. So there's two different things. So under the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, you are required to have a passport or an enhanced driver's license. So for those of the travelers who are able to get it, it replaces the requirement to have a passport to come in to the United States by land. It also carries over to the Real ID Act that falls under TSA, but I'm not really an expert on TSA requirements. But my understanding is that was what was extended this summer.
Okay, very good. We're talking with Andrew Douglas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Assistant Director of Field Operations, helping us, those of us, we live 5 minutes away from another country, and a lot of people will avail themselves the opportunity to go there, or in our case, go through there to get to Western New York. And I'm wondering, Director Douglas, if there's anything else you need to tell us before we say goodbye.
No, just as I said, cbp.gov has all the information as far as know before you go what's prohibited, what's required for entry. We look forward to having an increase in travelers coming out of the pandemic. We're prepared for it, but there will probably be some increase in traffic and some delays at the land borders. You can also see our current wait times online as well.
I'm just asking this for a friend. If you have Cuban cigars in your possession and you cross over, nobody's going to ask about those then. But when you come back, am I looking for trouble and should leave those at home?
Cuban cigars in particular, I would have to look up. I will say that any prohibited items listed on our website, I think the best rule of thumb with anything you're bringing back is when you come to the CBP officer, just be upfront and truthful with them when they ask you the question.
Very good.
You won't have,
that's good. That's always good advice. Andrew Douglas, U.S. Customs Border Protection Assistant Director of Field Operations. Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th of July.